Hi, guys.
Ooh, that's loud.
It might be a little too tinny. I had two parents. Some of you young guys come up to me just now before we started singing, and everybody's jumping around. You know what they said to me? What do you think they said? They looked at me and they said, "Good luck." So I thought, you know what? I'm probably not supposed to bring a gun case to a school, but since school isn't in operation, I brought one of these. What is this? This is crowd control right here. So, if you don't behave, something terrible might happen. What's that? No. Something fell. You know what we're going to do? I'm going to put this up here. This is also crowd control. That's a $5 bill, and someone here is going to get that. But if you don't listen, you'll never get it, okay? So what I want to do today is I'm going to read you from the Bible a verse. Let's put this down for now. And you all know it, most of you know it, but we're going to learn it together. It's only 16 words, okay? And this is what it says. If you know it, you can say it out loud with me as I start, right? "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." Let's say it again. "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." Wow. I'm going to tell you something. We are here today to tell you, this is crowd control, right? But I want to tell you a story from the Bible. It's an extremely interesting story. And keep in mind, if you listen real well, there's another crowd control up here, right? And this story is so interesting because when I first heard it, I was like, "That's cool. Like, that's impossible, but that is cool." Now, this might seem like crowd control to you, but let me show you the other half, the other part here. This is really old. This is older than anybody in this room. I have a friend that gave me this axe head. That's real. Feel that. Old, huh? Yeah. And the man that gave this to me has now passed away. He gave it to me 30 years ago, and he was in his mid-70s. And he said his father gave it to him, and his father had given it to him. Aha. This is pretty old. Now, that being said, there's a story in the Bible about this. And I'll just tell you the story real quick. There was a whole group of young men, and they were living in this little tiny little area. This is in 2 Kings chapter 6. And they said to Elisha the prophet, they said, "Look at our house. It's nothing but a little shack. Look at, we can't stay in here." They said, "Let us take our axes and let us go down by the river where the strong trees are and let every one of us," there was a ton of them, "let every one of us cut down a tree. And then we'll each bring back a beam. We'll cut all the branches off. We'll get a beam and we'll all come back. And there's so many of us, we've counted it all out and we can build us a house to live in." Sounded pretty good. And so one of the young men turned to Elisha, the prophet, and he said, "Would you come with us?" And he says, I'll come with you. Yeah, I'll come with you. So they went down, and everybody comes, you know, I don't know if they were singing, you know, and they all get down to the river's edge, and they're starting to cut trees. You ever cut a tree down? You never have? Oh, you got to try it. It is fun. You come down with this thing. I won't swing it. You chop this way, and you chop this way, and you keep chopping until finally you get to haul or something. What is it? Timber! Boo! Oh, we used to love cutting big ones. Sometimes my buddies and I would go out in the woods, would all bring hatchets, and one of them had an axe, and we'd chop and chop, and sometimes it would take us hours, and we're sweating just so we could feel the woods, the forest floor thunder. This massive tree, nobody knew we were doing it. We were way out nowhere, and all of a sudden, it started to crack. And we would scream, "Thunder!" Boom! That thing would hit the ground, and we just would scream. And then we'd all go home. It was kind of stupid, but it was fun. Now, imagine these boys, young men, and they're all down there cutting their trees. Now, back then, owning an axe was a big deal. You just didn't, you know, it was a big deal. So there's one man down there, and he's chopping away. Boom. Right? Boom. And he's swinging. And he's got that thing going.
boom, and all of a sudden, it didn't make that sound. You know why? They were right next to a river. A river! And it didn't go like that. This guy's chopping, and all of a sudden, that thing goes way out into the Jordan River, gone. No! He goes, no! And he turns to Elisha. You know what he said? He said, it's not mine. I borrowed it, he says. It was on loan. It was just on loan to me.
Let me stop right here. You know what this little Acts story is going to be a picture of for us in the next few minutes? What do you think? It's a picture of your life. A picture of every one of us. Because what was our, listen now, our story, and our verse that we read was what? Well, let's say it all over again. You remember what it was? For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save. Stop right there. God is in the business of seeking. You ever do that? He's in the business of searching. He's looking. And what else is he going to do? What does it say? He's seeking and he's what?
Saving.
Saving. Oh, if we couldn't come here today, I'd go back home and stay in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I wouldn't have no reason to come to Jackson, Michigan. There'd be no reason for it. If I couldn't come here and tell you that God was in the business of seeking. Do you know right now in heaven, God is seeking for you? And you know what he wants to do? He wants to save you. And so I hope this little picture of an axe story, an axe handle, an axe head, is a little picture. And guess what happened? Now I want you to come up with a word. I need somebody to help me here. I want you to come up with a word. The guy is swinging away. The axe head flies out into the water. Poof! Down into the Jordan. Filthy, murky, mucky, muddy river. Where do you think that axe head went? No, it went somewhere. Where do you think it went?
The riverbed.
I'm sorry?
The riverbed.
Yeah, I'm looking for a word. It starts with B.
Bottom.
The bottom. And you know what? That's good, though. Riverbed. Right down to the bottom, stuck in the mud. Yeah, give me another word for that. It starts with L. The axe head was what now? It was what?
Lost.
Absolutely lost. Now, help me say the verse again. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was, I couldn't hear you.
Lost!
The axe head was lost, and the young man was so upset, he said, what am I going to do? Lost. You know, when I was a boy, we had a mall was built in our town. I lived in Danvers, Massachusetts. And we were a little podunk town at the time. I think we had 10,000 people. There was nobody there. And they built this mall. And a year before they built the mall, they stuck a tree, a plastic metal tree, out in the middle of this field. And everybody drove by. It was in the newspaper. What's the tree doing here? And it was called the Liberty Tree Mall. I was a little kid. I ended up growing up. When I went to college, that's where I worked. And I was in college. I'd go to work at the Liberty Tree Mall. And there was a store there, and it was called Ann and Hope. And out the front of the store, they had a desk. And it was so big, it's not like it's stores today, but we thought it was big. And children would come in, and they were so excited about all the toys and all the stuff, and the parents were so excited about all the clothes and all the perfume and all the stuff that was there that they often got separated. And I would like to stand down at the front where the service desk was because there was a popcorn machine. And every now and then they'd put up a sign that said free popcorn. That was to clean out the old kernels. And then they'd start over again. And I used to get free bags of popcorn. And I was down there once, and this boy's sitting on the service desk. And he's sobbing. He's crying away. And the man comes up to me. Got a uniform on, you know. He said, Sonny, he says, what can I do for you? he could hardly talk. And he says,
Tell me, he says, what's the problem? And he says, my mommy's lost. You start laughing. She might have been. Maybe she had daddy's credit card. I don't know. She was lost. To him, she was lost. Now, she knew where the service department was. Now, I want to talk to you for a second. Have you ever thought, it's not mom or dad or someone else? You're the one that's lost. See, that's who Jesus came to save. That axe head was down, stuck in the mud at the bottom. And the day that God reached into my heart, into my conscience, I found out, I was only 9, almost 10 years of age, and I found out this, Dale, you're at the bottom, you're stuck in the mud, you're absolutely filthy. And the verse that spoke to me was this, Dale, you are ungodly. Whatever God is, I'm not. Wherever he is, I won't be. I'll never be there, and he can't come to me because of my sin. Lost. I had a good friend. He died a long time ago. He's in his 90s. And he told me, he says, when I came to this country, he said, I couldn't speak English. He said, but I learned the first English Bible verse I learned was this. He that believeth on him is not condemned. There's more to the story. I wish I had time to tell it to you. But then it goes on, but he that believeth not is condemned already. He said, I found out that through that verse, I was condemned. I was lost. And he said, you know what else I found out? I was not condemned when I did not believe. I was already condemned, so I must believe. And my friend Frank came to know Christ. You know why? Because Jesus said, help me. The Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. And that axe head is lost. Right now, you might be able to see it up here. It's on the floor. But it's in the river. Picture it now. It's in the river, and it's lost. But there's something else. There's something else. You're going to need to help me here now, okay? What can that axe head do at the bottom of the river? Over to this side. What can that axe head do at the bottom of the river? What can it do? Nothing. Give me some more. I want you to think. I'm going to go back a few rows. Give me something. Let's go with another L, okay? Tell me something about this light, this axe head that is beside being lost. It's sitting there. It's got what? No what? Ooh. Life. Thank you. It's got no life. It's lifeless. And you know what God says? God looks at Dale right here. He looks at me, he looks at you, and he says, in your sins you are dead. Absolutely useless to God. And God never designed that. God designed that we serve him and we worship him like Adam and Eve in the garden. One day they were in the garden, it was beautiful. And God would speak to them and talk to them, and everything was wonderful until. Put your hand up if you were here last night. All right. How many sins did Adam do? One. Until one sin. And Adam was lost and he was lifeless. You were going to say that, weren't you? He was lost and he was lifeless. Now, what did the boy say? He's chopping away. It's gone. It's in the water. It's down, stuck in the mud. It's absolutely lost and it's lifeless. But then he said something. I'm picking on you older guys over here. Help me out here. Maybe let's go with another L. He says, it wasn't mine. It wasn't even mine. Yes. Loaned. Thank you. That's a good one. Loaned. He says, someone loaned it to me. I didn't pay for it. I just went over and said, can I borrow your axe? He said, and somebody loaned it to me. Whoa. Did you ask to be born? No. You don't remember, do you? I don't either. It's a good thing. You didn't ask for it? I talked to my grandsons. I have a grandson who's going to be a teenager in a few months, and he's dying to get one of my collections. I collect knives. I have 400 knives. And he's dying to get my collection. And he says, Pop, when I get 13, which one of those buck knives can I have? I said, let's wait till then. You say, I don't understand. I didn't ask to be born, but I'm alive. You know what God says? God says that your life is on loan. He loans you life. Every one of us shall give an account to God, Romans 14, verse 12. Someday, you are going to stand before God, I'm going to stand before God, and I'm going to have to give an account to God what I did with his son. Wow. So, it's lost, it's lifeless, it's on loan. Oh, here's the best part. This is the best part. You got to help me again. Maybe we'll go with an L again. So some of you just start thinking in your mind, hang on, you got to know the rest of the story. I stopped. I didn't tell you the whole story. This is unbelievable, especially for you guys here. Has anybody here ever been on a swim team? How many people have been on a swim team? Boys, no swimmers here. Yeah, you won. Okay, so there's one over there. So here's this guy, and he comes, and he's, I don't know what to do. And he calls the prophet over, and Elisha comes over. He says, what's the problem? And he told him, no, it's gone. It's on loan to me. I don't know what to do. And you know what he said? He said, where did it go in? He said, that's a strange, stupid question. Where? He probably could have said, hey, man, look at the river. The whole thing is a filthy mess. We can't see 2 inches in it. The whole Bible stories are full of the filthy Jordan River. Look at it, he says. No, he didn't say that. He said, where did it go in? You know why he asked them that? You know what? God wants you and he wants me to put our finger on the problem. Because the problem is where? He said, if you read the Bible story, it says, where is the place? And the man pointed, there is the place. You know what he did? I got to show you this. What's in here? Oh, there it is. What's that? A stick. He took somebody else's axe, and he went over, found a live tree, and he cut the stick off. And he says, now where was it? He says, right over there. Points to it. Now, we know it's over here, so I got to go this direction. And so, Elisha, the man of God, he took a stick. Now, he wasn't throwing a javelin. It just says that he tossed it in that direction. Now, he just threw it in the water. Where? At the place. And guess what happened? No. I thought the same thing. I thought, when I first heard the story, I thought, this axe head, it just floated. Somehow, some fish got underneath it and blew a few bubbles or something, and the thing started to float. I don't know. Maybe it was a blowfish or something. I don't know. But you know what it was? God said that the axe head started to swim. Swim. Now, can you imagine? No one had ever seen this before. No one ever watched TV. There was no Hollywood movies. There was no motorboats. There was nothing. And all of a sudden, coming to the surface was a double-sided axe head. Bloop. Comes to the top. Starts swimming. Now, this thing swam, and I don't know if it made a beeline or did a couple of U-turns, and I don't know, but the Bible says the axe head swam, and it swam, and it came right over to the man. You know what the Bible says he did with it? We're looking for a what? What letter? L. We're looking for an L. The Bible says he put down his hand, and he did something to it. What did he do? He lifted it up. That's what he did. He lifted it up, and he had his axe back. Wow. Raise your hand if you were here last night. I hope I was here. Who remembers the verse last night that we talked about? Who remembers where is my sin? I'm looking for someone who's got a sharp mind. I'm looking for a word that starts with B. Somebody tell me, where is my sin? Not mine personally, our sin. Where? Because my sin's gone. Where is our sin?
In us.
That's very good, but that's not what the verse said. The verse said something. Yes?
God.
That's a very good answer, but that's not what the verse says. Here's a problem. We got a problem here. This guy's got all the answers. I got to get somebody else. Yes? Paula? Huh? That's a very good answer, but that's not what the verse says. Somebody help me out. The verse tells me where my sin is. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all. Where's our sin? No, true. But that's not what the verse says. Yes. Who knows the answer here? Yes. No, that's very good. What's the answer? Between. Did you catch that? We talked about it last night. It's always good to reinforce it. My sin was between me and God. You know what God said? I'm going to send my son himself. You know what the Bible says again in John chapter 12? Jesus stood one day. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to me. This he said, signifying what death he would die. Jesus Christ was lifted up on a cross for your sin. Lost? Dead? Your life on loan from God, borrowed? And God says, my son was lifted up that you might have life. Now, I was going to tell you a couple more stories, but we're out of time. So, this wasn't crowd control. That was. So, who should this go to? How about somebody gives me all four L's? Who? Who? All four L's? Go ahead.
Lone, lifeless.
You stumped? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's stumped. Let's go over here. Let's see. Right here. Yeah.
Lone, lost, lifeless, and lifeless.
Very good. See what happens when you listen? Very good. We're going to stop there. God is in the business of doing what? Seeking and saving. There's nothing better, there's nothing more that God wants to do right now, February 2017. There's nothing more that God wants to do than to look you out and save you. And he did everything. We're the lost ones, we're the lifeless ones, we're dead, we're down the bottom, stuck in the mud, groveling around, doing absolutely nothing because we can't, we're dead. And on top of that, he loaned us our life. But he said, my son has been lifted up for you. What are you going to do with him? Let's pray. Father, we are grateful for these few minutes to share the greatest story ever told, that God would ever give his only son. It's moving to those of us that are older and have children to think that one so loved and so lofty would be given for someone so filthy. Father, we're thankful today for the Lord Jesus, that he was ever lifted up on a cross and hung there and paid the debt of sin. We pray that one of these young ones will come to know him today and come to know what it means to be filled with life and be able to honor him with their life. We're thankful for this conference, for the Christians here that have provided so much, and the food that has been provided as well. We give thanks for it and ask the blessing of God upon us today as the rest of the meetings take their course. We pray that we would know and hear the voice of God as we ask your blessing in his name.